Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following Stillwater County sheep rancher Sarah Hollenbeck from now until lambing. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Sarah's husband Henry lives up to his reputation as Montana's top cowboy with standout performances in two events at the 40th annual Montana Pro Rodeo Circuit Finals in Great Falls. Henry, Hank to his rodeo fans, is this year's Circuit Finals all-around champion and the year-end all-around champion. It's the fourth time in 5 years he's won the year-end all-around crown, actually a saddle, and the third time he's qualified for the Ram National Finals rodeo, coming up in March in Florida.
I don't really foresee me getting on an airplane with a three-week-old and a two-year-old, so I think we'll be cheering for him from Montana this year.
Henry competes in two events, tie-down roping and steer wrestling, meaning he's got the potential to rack up the cash and the all-around titles if he does well. As with other rodeo events, the roots of tie-down roping go back to the working ranches of the Old West. When calves were sick or injured, cowboys had to rope and immobilize them for treatment. The cowboy leaps from his horse, sprints to the calf, and throws it by hand. That's flanking. Then the roper ties any three legs together with a pigging string. It's a short looped rope he clenches in his teeth during the run. Henry won the third round of the tie-down roping event in 8.6 seconds and missed tying for the average by a fraction of a second. He finished second in both the average and year-end calf roping.
He's a little sore, but he's doing good. He'd been practicing quite a bit, so he was in shape.
As with tie-down roping, the bulldogger, that's the steer wrestler, starts on horseback in a box. A breakaway rope barrier is attached to the steer and stretched across the open end of the box. After the steer gets his head start, the barrier is released and the competition begins. Unless he breaks the barrier, as Henry did, which got him a 10-second penalty. Speed and strength are the name of the game in steer wrestling, one of rodeo's most challenging events. When the cowboy reaches the steer, a 400 or 500-pound animal, he slides down and off the right side of his galloping horse, hooks his arm around the steer's horn, grasps the other horn with his other hand, and wrestles it to the ground. Henry's time of 4.4 seconds in steer wrestling nearly won him the third round of that event. He finished fourth in the average and second in the year-end steer wrestling. It was good enough to win him two all-around titles. At 35, Henry isn't young for rodeo. He's worked hard this summer to make it to the finals, rodeoing from June to September just about every weekend. After concentrating on the ranch this fall, Henry needed to refocus around Christmas and trained at an indoor facility over the holidays to get ready for the competition.
It's a workout for him, not just the horses. So he'll come home and be a little sore, and he definitely, I think, feels it a little bit more than he used to, but he's still pretty gosh darn athletic and still enjoys it. So he's still going. I think I get more nervous than he does when it comes to the big events. I'm sitting in the stands like sweating and, you know, just shaking, and he's down there cool as a cucumber. At least he acts like he's as cool as a cucumber. I don't know where that came from, but he's pretty good at keeping a level head.
This is the first time Henry's qualified for the National Finals Rodeo and Steer Wrestling. He's gone twice before to compete in tie-down roping. This works out well for family logistics.
With rodeo, it's kind of hard to use anyone else's horse but your own unless it comes to steer wrestling. Steer wrestling, a lot of times guys will share horses, and so he's thinking he'll be able to just fly down there versus driving a horse for 2 days down and 2 days back. He'll be practicing at home on his horse, and then I think he's just going to fly down there and ride someone else's horse for the event.
Next week, a phone call during the rodeo circuit finals puts Sarah on edge.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. Theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.